Market analyst Stephen Daglin here with your mid-session report on Tuesday. Well, the ASX 200 is in positive territory again, lifting by around a fifth of 1% at the moment. And that keeps us within yesterday's 5.5-week high and also technically makes it 5 straight days without any losses locally here. Now, did get a positive lead from Wall Street, which hit a record high last night, but it continues to be quite clear that the moves higher in the past couple of weeks have been quite modest. The average move improvement actually over the past fortnight has been just a quarter of a percent. So rather than shooting the lights out at the moment, we've been on the way up, but quite tentatively moving up there. Today, we've got gains across most sectors. We've got 7 of 11 sectors currently in positive territory. The tech sector and also some of the consumer discretionaries are standing out. So stocks like Afterpay, Novonix in the tech space are doing really well. And in the consumer discretionary space, the driving force there is Crown. Now, Crown's up around 9% today, following the findings from the Victorian Royal Commission, which recommends that Crown be allowed to keep operating its Melbourne casino. This is despite a number of breaches. So the Royal Commission basically found that the immediate cancellation of the license is not in the interest of the Victorian community and recommends a corporate babysitter, if you will, be appointed now for 2 years to oversee its Crown Melbourne operations and extensive reforms over that period as well. So its rival, Star Entertainment, which has been choppy recently as well, is up in the order of 6% on the news. Quite a busy day as far as quarterly updates are concerned. Ampol, Mineral Resources and Oil Search have all released updates. Of the three, Mineral Resources is the big mover. It's down in the order of 7% at the moment. Now, in the update, it said that it produced less iron ore and less spodumene, which is something that contains lithium, over the past quarter. It blamed that partly on border closures and lockdowns, which have adversely impacted the movement of its labour force across the country. Now, having said that, it is coming off the back of some really strong gains on Monday. It was the best performer on the ASX 200 yesterday, rose around 9%. And that's after it flagged the reopening of a lithium mine in WA, which it put on hold back in 2019 due to slumping lithium prices. Elsewhere, busy day for AGMs, Bega, Redbubble, Regis Healthcare, SG Fleet, C-Link and PolyNovo are all holding their annual meetings. We've also got a newcomer to the market this afternoon, a company called GQG Partners, which is expected to make its debut at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is a boutique asset management company headquartered in Florida. The Aussie dollar finally is at 74.9 US, so it has certainly gained ground over the past day.